email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Ireland and Leinster captain Johnny Sexton is an ambassador with Leia Super Troopers. He's celebrating their health homework programme. It's aimed at children aged 9 to 12. And the Leia Super Trooper TV series is available on demand. You can find out more at leiasupertroopers.ie. And Johnny joins us now from Skerry's Educate Together National School out in North Dublin. How are you doing, Johnny?
Very good, thanks.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Congratulations on the win against Toulouse. How are you feeling a few days after?
Yeah, good. Obviously delighted with the result. Obviously a good few sore bodies after it. They're a very tough team and big men. So last few days spent recovering and now turning the page and preparing for Munster this week and then La Rochelle next week.
Yeah. Do you get a chance at all to sort of warm yourself in the glow of a brilliant performance? You were on fire on Saturday.
Yeah, look, you sit down, you review the game and we all were happy enough with our performances, but we know that La Rochelle is going to be a much tougher test. You know, yeah. I think with all the greatest respect to Toulouse, I think that they played 100 minutes the week before against Munster, and we knew that if we kept the pace of the game high, they might struggle based on how tired they were and all the travel they had to do. So it'll be very different. La Rochelle will be, I suppose, much fresher and better prepared for the final.
I know you from speaking to you over the years, and you're not going to blow your own trumpet, quite the opposite, but that sidestep you did which set up the try, it was about 19 minutes or so for Josh Van der Fleer, it actually looked like you're in a computer game, Johnny. It was all perfect. It was brilliant. Did you look back at that at all?
Yeah, of course. It's part of the review.
And what happens is are you doing it in company? Would there be a big cheer from all the lads when you did that?
No. We do. No. It's all business, really. I think they, you know, we look at the good moments, of course. Stuart's very good at that when he's doing the review, looking at the good things we've done. Because sometimes you can go into games or review of games and you just concentrate on the bad. But he always looks at the good but also explains why the good happens. And a lot of what happened in that moment was down to the players around me doing exactly what they should be doing and executing really well. So it was very much a team thing. And it was a good moment, an important moment in the game.
Yeah. I see the French press referred to you as rust-free Johnny Sexton. How do you feel about a comment like that?
I don't listen to the French press too much.
I suppose they're looking at you, your age, and they're thinking, how is this man doing this? How is he so fresh, so energetic, so driven?
Just the hard work, really, looking after myself. That's all it takes. It's not like there's lots of other players playing a lot older. I saw Jimmy Goppert playing another semi-final at 39. So and he was playing really well as well. There's other players across the world that are playing at the same age. So it's not groundbreaking. I think it's just, like I said, making sure you're dedicated to your craft and working hard and doing everything possible to stay fit and healthy.
You are, yeah. So La Rochelle at the end of the month, 28th of May, down in Marseille, they beat you, as in La Rochelle beat Leinster, in the semi-final last year, 32-23. So that'll be on your mind, I presume.
Yeah, of course. We've already sort of sat down and had a look at some of the parts of that game and to try and learn the lessons, because they're an outstanding team. I think obviously in the semi-final it was a real arm wrestle against Racine, and that's not what we're used to seeing from them. You know, they're normally a very expansive team with lots of offloading and obviously really well coached by two Irishmen, Donegh Ryan and Rog. And so we're expecting an incredibly tough game, and what happened last year obviously is something that we need to learn from.
And already they're making something of the fact that Rog is the man in charge down there, and a lot was made back in the day when he was the old guard and you were the new boy in town looking for the number 10 position in the Irish shirt. Was that a real clash, or was that just made up by the press?
A bit of both. Same now. I don't know how it's getting dragged into this. I thought it would be O'Gara against Contepomi. I don't know, because Rog's now a coach, so it shouldn't be anything to do with me against him. So look, he's done a fantastic job with La Rochelle to to get to three consecutive finals is an incredible achievement in itself, you know, with the team that, I suppose, in the competition that they play in the top 14, to be able to juggle both is
a great achievement.
Crazy achievement, yeah.
It's 13 years on now from that game. It was a semi-final in Croke Park, huge crowd, Leinster v Munster. Gordon Darcy goes over in the corner for a try. And you and Rog are there at close quarters, and that picture is still there of you saying something to him. It's 13 years on. Have you ever shared with anybody what you said to him?
No words were exchanged.
Go on. No, so you just opened your mouth, you just roared.
I think people are sick of hearing the story now at this stage. Like you said, it's 13 years ago, so yeah. It's probably time
to move on. I suppose the fact that he's in charge down in La Rochelle and you're playing a European final next week, that's why people are resurrecting it, and you can understand why they would. Your contract was extended there a few weeks ago, and you're going to be with Ireland and Leinster till after the World Cup, which is in 2023, September 2023, at which stage you'll be 38, Johnny, and you feel that you have enough to bring you to France to play in the World Cup.
Yeah, that's why I signed on. I wouldn't have signed on if I didn't feel I could get there. And you know, it's not about just getting there. It's about getting there in the best shape possible, and I'm still being able to perform and at the highest level. So that's my motivation, and that's why I signed on. I'm delighted to do it. I feel I'm part of two very special environments, and I wanted to keep it going for as long as I possibly can.
Great. Now, Ireland are touring New Zealand in the summer. And we've never beat New Zealand on their turf in New Zealand. That's a big ambition, obviously, for the team.
Well, it's the biggest challenge in world rugby, winning a test in New Zealand, and not very many teams have done it. Certainly Ireland, no Irish team has ever done it. So we came close maybe once or twice, and it's going to be a big motivation for us, of course, but it's a long time away at the moment.
Lots of things to do before. Yeah.
Let us get the next couple of weeks out of the way right before we start talking about that.
Fair enough. Listen, the last time we spoke, Johnny, you were auctioning off a pair of your boots, the boots you wore for your 100th cap in that 65 victory over Japan, a pair of 9.5 at Adidas Predators, and you were auctioning them off for Deborah Ireland, which is a great cause, and you're an ambassador and have been for years. And they raised €24,000.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Absolutely delighted for them that they managed to do that amount. Obviously, we did it slightly differently. We did everyone bought a ticket through a raffle, and then we just picked out a name out of a hat, really. And I actually gave the boots over the other day, would you believe? So, the lady Nuala was absolutely delighted that she won them. And she lived in Germany, so she had to travel home to get them. Right. And she's going back with them now. So hopefully they take pride of place in her house somewhere.
Yeah, did you ask her what she's going to do with them at all?
I didn't.
No.
wear them around the house, yes, maybe yeah, wear them around. Wear
not
them,
advisable. Them not advisable on tiles, I would imagine. Yeah.
No, but they're a very special boot to me. Like, they've got little Adidas did a great job with sort of making them very personal in terms of the initials of my kids and wife and you know, the 100 caps on them and a little Irish flag and all those little touches that I suppose will make them very special,
yeah. Speaking of your family, Laura, Luke, Amy and Sophie, I was reading somewhere that when you were going up for a kick and you'd done so many pressure kicks for Leinster and Ireland and I suppose Racing back in the day as well over the years, that sometimes in the middle of the preparation that you might think is Warren Gatland watching me, or has Laura got her head in her hands, or what's going on there, and then you have to flick yourself out of it. That happens on a regular basis, does it?
Well, not on a regular basis, but from time to time, it's amazing what can come into your head. I suppose for me, the biggest challenge is always being trying to block out that, it's not noise, it's just those thoughts and get it into your process. And often it is a little thought like that snaps me into getting into my process and routine and making sure I nail that. You know, if the ball misses or goes over, and once I've nailed my routine, then I'm done all I can do. That's the key for me.
About routine, you'll be a much sought after man when you retire, Johnny Sexton, because people will want to know, and I don't know if you'll share with them, what made you so good, what drove you, you know, how you were able to concentrate on those big moments. That drop kick, I'm thinking about that drop kick after many phases of play against France in a few years ago. And will you be doing that? Do you think that's the sort of thing you'd like to do?
Potentially, like I hope to add value somewhere. I'm doing a bit of work experience at the moment with a great company and doing one day a week, trying to prepare myself for life after rugby with a company called the Ardagh Group, and they're fantastic. I've been up there learning from their people, and very impressive. And so hopefully, you know, when rugby finishes, it might go in there and they might be able to learn a few things from me. And I hopefully I've done a commerce degree, will be able to learn a lot from them and throw myself at a different part of life away from sport. And then I think I could add something to sport as well. But I think with family life, it's very difficult to become a coach, because you need to do the hard yards. You see, you know, we talked about Rog, obviously.
Yes.
What he did, retire, go to New Zealand for a while, go to France for a while, then back to France again, and I'm not sure I'm willing to do that,
right, okay.
To be a coach. But rugby is all I've known really for the last whatever 20 years plus. So it'll be a big loss whenever I let it go.
Yeah, but I suppose it's something that you have time to think about and prepare yourself. And it's obvious from what you say that you are preparing yourself. What business are they involved? The people you do one day a week with?
Glass and metal packaging.
Right.
But it's on the business side. I won't be in the factories making the glass, but you know, dealing with people and customers, and it's really insightful at the moment. And like I said, learning a lot. And it's so transferable, sport and business. I think there's so much in common in terms of high standards and efficiency and
teams,
I suppose.
Teams,
driving each other, making sure you're doing the best job you possibly can, and doing it within the team for their values and all that. So it's very transferable.
Now your children are just outside the target market for this Leia Super Troopers. It's health homework program, and you can go to leiasupertroopers.ie for more information. I know you're sort of second generation rugby. Your dad played rugby, didn't he? So, is there a gene? Is there a talent? Is Luca showing any signs of being an international rugby player?
He's involved anyway. That's the first step. It's very important, I think, for kids to participate in as many sports as they can. You know, it doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be multiple, and I think they all prepare you. But I think just for kids to get out and about, exercise, I think it makes, I can see it, how much of a difference it makes to their mood, to their well-being, you know, after exercise, compared to if they're locked up in the house all day watching TVs or screen time and all that. So I see it firsthand as a parent, and encouraging them to, and that's what this campaign is all about, really. It's about encouraging them, making it part of their homework, really, to get out and about and do various activities, whether it's nutrition or health and well-being or a bit of yoga, breathing, it ticks all the boxes.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, it's fantastic to get behind.
Yeah. And well worth being involved in. LeiaSuperTroopers.ie. Johnny, good luck in the final and everything else. And great talking to you again. Thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you. Thanks, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.